The idea of bringing together students gathered on the Duquesne University campus for the World Affairs Council Summer Seminar, the Robert Morris University campus for the Black Male Leadership Development Institute, a school in Taiwan, and a school in South Africa, sprang from the mind of World Affairs Council President Steve Sokol.
We found it really valuable for our students here in southwestern Pennsylvania to connect with their peers, with their counterparts around the world. And through the video conferencing, we're able to do that. What's closer to home for the kids than education? They spend all day, every day in schools. So getting kids to talk with other kids about education, about their expectations from their educational institutions, about their hopes, their goals, their objectives, and some of the challenges facing educational institutions, I think that can be a very important experience for our students here.
The students quickly cut through the basics, such as going to school from 7:20 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon at the National Dali High School in Dali, Taiwan, taking 4 core classes and 3 electives at the United Church School in Johannesburg, South Africa, and having to take standardized tests everywhere. From there, the students began to ask questions and share experiences that would be more commonly debated at an international education symposium, issues such as how the past still has a negative impact on the education system in South Africa.
Education in South Africa has always been political, meaning education has always been there to serve the interests of certain groups of people, like the whites during apartheid years, where black children had to be taught by unskilled teachers with no electricity, overcrowded classrooms with poor resources.
And the discrimination does not stop with the color of one's skin. The students in Johannesburg spoke of the gap between low-quality schools in rural areas and the relatively good schools in cities, the barriers that stand between girls and a good education, and much more.
Education in our country, I would say, has not accomplished its purpose. We have a lot of teenage pregnancy going on, with an estimated 66% on teen pregnancy. And our dropout rate is quite high. Unemployment is very, very high.
With that in mind, Dipsika Sharma of Moon Area High School took the mic and asked the students overseas what they thought about the education system here in the U.S., which was answered first by a male student and then a female teacher in Taiwan.
You put a lot of emphasis on extracurricular activities instead of your academic performance. Right.
From what we see, your well-rounded education and more diverse.
Those thoughts were followed by the South African students, who praised the U.S. education system for its public funding, its abundance of resources, and its inclusion of sports activities, which they feel improve student performance. Several of the South Africans opined that a sports program would help to motivate their fellow students to do better in class and to stay in school. As the four-way video conference began to wrap up, email contacts were exchanged, and participants at the World Affairs Council event asked the students overseas what they would change about their schools.
I wish the government could find one system, one education system, or one syllabus that they can stick to and not change every single time. Because when they change, we find learners seem to do even worse than they were before.
Alexis Prettyman from Pentraford High School participated at the World Affairs Council site. She says the event was an incredible opportunity.
I feel like even though we're so far away and everything, I feel like we're very similar in many ways. I liked when we were asked about the hardships and everything. The South African school in Johannesburg said that one of the things they found was that there was an increase in teen pregnancies and other things, and we find that in our schools too. So I thought that was very interesting that we have some similar hardships.
She says even when the responses from South Africa and Taiwan simply reaffirmed her assumptions, it was nice to hear it directly from them rather than from another source. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.